Okay, today's daf is Krisis Daf Zion, and we are on Vav Mabez as we continue talking about all the different Isurim that are listed in the first Mishnah here in Krisis, the Chayve Krisis, which really most of them are the Chayve Chatos as well. Says the Gemara on Vav Mabez, Vahasach B'Shem HaMishcha. We're at the two dots. If one anoints themselves and smears themselves with Shem HaMishcha, so that is an Isur Da'araisa. Again, we finished talking about the Ketores. There's a lot of Mefarshim that discuss the Chelbana, or the messages of the Chelbana. As we discussed yesterday, that Meshech Chachma in Parshas Devarim in the Haftorah. So there's all different inyanim related to that. Feel free to look into it. Vasach b'shem ha'mishcha. So if somebody smears themselves with shem ha'mishcha, Tanu Rabbanan, hasach b'shem ha'mishcha lebehema v'lekelim patur. As we saw yesterday, making the Ketores depends what your purpose is in making the Ketores. If you made the Ketores, we said Anam and Aleph, to just learn about the Ketores, or to give it to the Tzibur, your Pater. You're only Chai of Kares, somebody makes the Ketores in order to smell it. But here too, also here too, there are limitations for the Isser. If somebody smears Hasach v'shem and Mishcha lebehem of a Kelim, he smears it onto animals or to Kelim Pater. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu smeared it onto Kelim, or at least anointed Kelim, still that's going to be Pater. Lov te'gachave mulam esim. Pater. Also, if somebody smears it onto a non-Jew or to a dead body, pater, so that also is pater. So why? So bishlama, behema v'kelem dechsiv, al basar adam lo yisach, it behema and kelem, I understand why I'm pater, because it says al basar behema, on the flesh of a person lo yisach, u behema v'kelem lav adam hu. And behema and kelem are not Adam, and therefore they're excluded from the Pasuk Basar Adam. Mesim Nami Patur, a dead body, a corpse is also Patur. Why? To keep it to mislay Mes Mikri Valav Adam. And since the person died, he's not called an Adam anymore. Maybe he's called an Neshama, but he's not called an Adam, because now he's called a Mace. Ella Ovdekachav Mamai Patur, but why if I smear a non-Jew, am I Patur? Ha Adam Ninu. Aren't they Adam, and therefore, why should I be Pater? So the Gemara answers. Lie. Dechsiv, ve'etain sonit son marisi Adam atem. Atem kriyim Adam, ein adekhavim kriyim Adam. No, it's not true. Ubo sa'olam, non-Jews are not called Adam. Ve'haksiv, ve'nefesh Adam shisha asar alaf. It says by Midian, describing the people they took as captives. That's talking about Midianim. Nefesh Adam. So Amalei Ahu Lafuke Behema. That's just relative. Relative to Behema, they're called Adam. But objectively, they're not called Adam. Vi Haksiv Ani Lo Achus Al Ninve. Shita quotes the rest of the Pasuk. Ha'ir Agdola Ashish Baharbe Mishneim Esrei Ribo Adam. Also, it says Adam there by Ninve. So Ahu Lafuke Behema. Also, to exclude Behema. That is answer number two. V'ibayisayimah, just finishing the next answer. Kidatani Tanakai Midrav Elazar. Maybe there's another reason why an Ovi Kachavim would be excluded. Not because of the Adam, but because of a Svara. Koshi Yeshno Besach, Yeshno Babal Yisach. Whoever is included in the Isser of smearing is included in the Isser of getting smeared. Meaning, obviously, a non-Jew is not included in the Sach, and therefore he's not included in the Yisach. Because she'eno b'sach, eino b'bal Yisach. So that's the ultimate limud to exclude umos ha'olam. So Asemes here just has one line. He says, Sarachi, and what about a katan? Would a katan also be excluded? Sach a katan. Because after all, we know a katan is also not b'sach, so therefore would we say he's not in bal Yisach, or would you be mechalik? Doesn't explicate this, but we're being explicating it for him. This is what he meant. You might say a katan at least is in the parshas. Asi lechlal sach umos haolam are totally excluded. So maybe katan would be better, and you would be chayev for sach of a katan. So that's not 100% clear. What would you say about a katan? There is a big discussion a little bit here in the Shibuk Betzes in Os Chavdalid that other Gemaras seem to say that Umos Olam are called Adam. Right, are called Adam. So the question is, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Shimon Gobetzes here quotes in Antaf and Tess, I feel Akam Osik Batorah Shuka Kohen Gadol, in the sugya of teaching Torah to non-Jews. And non-Jews learning Torah, it says, if a non-Jew learns Torah, he's like a Kohen Gadol, Dechsiv, Asher Yasa Osam Ha'adam V'chaybahem. Right, so he says, Asher Yasa Ha'adam, and it says, Adam, not B'nai Yisrael. So that's the Gemara uses Ha'adam to reflect even Umos HaOlam. So Rabbeinu Tam, in a few places, one place in Yevamos, on Daf Samach Aleph, and Tosfos there says, maybe there's a difference between Adam and Ha-Adam. Adam, Ki Yamos Ba'Ohel, Adam, Jews are called Adam. And that's the source there in Yevamos for Tumas Ohel. Tumas Ohel is only by Jew, not non-Jew. Non-Jews are Matami B'Maga, but not Ba'Ohel. So the source for that is Adam, Ki Yamos Ba'Ohel, Parshas Chukas. Adam, V'lo Ha-Adam. Rabbeinu Tam is Bachalik between the two. Okay, so that the Shita here says Bafir against that. The V'lo Mechalkina Bein Adam L'Ha Adam. Don't be mechalik between the two. But he's alluding and going against Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Rav Soloveitchik once said, B'derach Drush, what there is between Adam and Ha-Adam, why are Umos Ha-Olam, they're Ha-Adam, but Jews, Adam, every Jew is equal. There aren't special Jews and non-special Jews, maybe in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Mitzidenu, we're all equal, we're all Adam. Adam has the status. Maybe other nations, Ha-Adam, the Adam. So there are different levels and different, there's Ha-Adam, but not Adam. Not everybody, but we Adam ki yamos ba'ohel. Every Jew gives up the same tuma, right? Every Jew is kolis ol ravim zelazes. That's why Adam versus ha Adam. Okay, but the ultimate limud is sach and yisach, active and passive. Tani idach. Now we're back to the Gemara. We have another brisa. Hasach b'shem and hamishcha. Also, lemalachim v'lekohanim. What about anointing a king or a kohen? What's the issue? The issue is that they were already anointed once. Beheter. So, what is the halacha if I take the Shem and the Mishkan and anoint them after when I'm not supposed to anoint them? Machlokas. Remeir Machayev, Rabbi Yehuda Poter. Machlokas, we'll talk about the svaris soon. The kama yasof v'yehei chayev. But what is the, is there a shear of sicha? What is the yisur for sicha? Because you don't have a beferish makar. It's not like an achila, where you know, and it's not like a nesina, as we'll see, or is it? So v'kama yazva yichayev, or meir omer kol shehu, Rabbi Yehuda omer, kizayis. There's the shir kizayis, again, halacha Moshe b'Sinai. Period. V'yam Rabbi Yehuda pater. One second. Rabbi Yehuda says the shir is a kizayis. He just said, you're pater by a melech and a kohen. So the Gemara said, no, ki pater. Rabbi Yehuda, kamei melech v'kohenim. Don't put the second machlokas with the first machlokas. The second machlokas is not talking about balachim and kelim, obviously. Review the mapater malachim and avakonim. Gabi hedyo b'chayiv. But by a regular individual, so then he would be chayiv. The second machlokas is not modifying and going on the first case. Period. Remeh review the b'may pligi. So now what's the machlokas about? What's the issue? So Amar Rav Yosef Ha-Pligi, this is what the Machlokas is about. Rabbi Meir Savar, Al-Basar Adam Lo Yisach, Ksiv. It says, you know, let a smear on the flesh of a person. Viksiv, Asher Yitain Mimenu, Al-Zor. And it also says, you should not allow to put, Asher Yitain Mimenu, Al-Zor, you're not allowed to put it onto the Zor. Masicha Kolshehu, Af Nesina Kolshehu. Just like Sicha is any amount. Why would you say smearing is any chash of amount? So too, af nesina kolshu. So too, any nesina. Sher yiten mimenu alzar. So nesina, which is a more formidable verb, and sometimes that can mean something else, but here we have a connection to sicha, and therefore, even the nesina could be kolshu. That is the shita of Rabbi Meir. For Rabbi Yehuda Sarver, no, yalfinan nesina da alzar, mi nesina da alma. You learn this pasuk of nesina alzar, asher yiten mimenu alzar, from general nesinas. Ma nesina da alma kizayis, av nesina da alzar kizayis. Just like nesinas in general are kizayis, it's something chashuv, so too, nesina on azar is a kizayis. Av asicha, lemimshach, kohanim gedolim, devri akol kol shehu. But, to be anointed, malachim and gedolim, and kohanim, the lemitzvah, not leisser. But lemitzvah, it would be a kolshu. That's what Tosfos Yerushalmi here points out. Lemitzvah, it would be a kolshu. Where do you see nesina ba'alma as a kizayis? So Rashi says right here, de gamrinan mi nesina de venasan la kohen es hakodesh. Dechsev be'achila. When it talks about you have to give the kohen the kodesh, talking about I think the shlumei truma, you have to give him something. Chashav ve'ishki yochal kodesh v'kol achila kizayis. There is connected to an achila, and therefore it has to be a davar chashav, which would be a kizayis. We've quoted many times the shita of the Tosas Rid in Maseches Kiddushin and Daf Nches, and the Noda Yehuda who said, I never saw anybody say this before because he didn't have a Tosas Rid. But Noda Yehuda says they both say that even though the Gemara says chita achas poteres es akri, that mida oraisa, the shear of truma, is kol shehu. Any tiny little grain potters the kri, but the Noda Yehuda and the Tosas Rid both say that be medayik in the language. Poteris is a kri, but you do not fulfill the mitzvah of nesinas truma. That requires more. That requires a davar chashav. It's not going to be tevel anymore, but it's going to be, you're not going to fulfill the mitzvah unless you give a davar chashav. So here too, the Gemara is talking about nesina is a davar chashav. Here nesina is linked to the following achila. By Vayikra Chavez, the Pesukim of the Rashi quote, but in general, Nesina is reflective of a chashuv giving, and therefore a kalshu would not be included in that. So depending on whether you compare it to Sicha, which is a kalshu, or other Nesimas, Nesinas, which is a Kazayas, that would be the machlokas here between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda.
Usually
Kazayas, but there are, Kazayas is a dry measurement, but here you could, the Gemara sometimes has the overlap between how much would this be in a congealed state, and that's, the Gemara has the overlap sometimes, lav dafka, that is, because here we're transferring it, we're saying that it's seen is because it's going to lead to achila, so whatever the achila is going to be, right, so as we say, you go by displacement, right, you put a certain amount, how much solids you have to... Right, I'm saying, but Rashi is quoting that the Nesina that you learn it from, right, so you have to get the kazayis there, and then you have to transfer it to liquid measures. Good, last line. Amar Rav Ika Berei, the Rabbi Ami, Vazul Tamayu, and this machl. I'm sorry, I skipped. The Amar Rav Yosef Ben Pligi, third to last line. What's the Remei of Rabbi Yehuda and Moach of a Kohen name? What's the other machlokas about? So we explain the machlokas of Kol Shehu and Kizayis. What about the other machlokas? Whether you're chayiv for smearing a king and a Kohanim who have already been anointed. Kohanim Gedolim, by the way, it's specified for Rashi's Girsa is Beferish. L'molachim v'kohanim Gedolim, after they were Nimshach, Shebi Meir Savar, Vashar Yitein Mimenu Alzar, Ksiv, Umelach v'kohen, Hashazar Ninu. Rameir says, well, right now they don't have anointing oil on them. Right now they're not anointed. They were anointed in their past. But now they're not anointed. They're Zarim. And therefore you would be Chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Be'inan ad de'ika Zar mitchilaso v'atzofo. No, you need the czar status throughout. And if at any moment in their history they weren't a czar, legabe the Shemen HaMishcha, so therefore they're not a czar now. You need it mitchilaso viad sofo. What might be behind this machlokes is there a lingering status to the Mishicha? Might not just be, the pashas of Rabbi Yehuda is, if at any moment in their past they were nimshach, so they're not czar. But it might be because that Mashiach status lingers, and therefore they're still called the Mashuach. They're still called the Kohen Gadol that was Nimshach. It's not something that, it's not an act that was done, but it achieves a status. That could be a Rameir might all know. What do you mean? It's an act that was done to get them into the position, but Lav Dafka that it retains any status there. So that could be the Machlokas behind Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. We learned on Shabbos that the maybe Aaron HaKohen might have been different, because he actually had the Shemen HaMishcha on him throughout his life, the two drops that stayed on the beard. So according to that, maybe Aaron HaKohen, we're not talking about if somebody is smears Aaron HaKohen. Maybe a Kuli Alma, he's not a czar even now, even according to Rabbi Meir. Okay, but either way, we're not talking about Aaron, we're talking about other Kohanim Gedolim. Amar Avika Brei Rabbi Ami Vazal Tamayu, and Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda here are going L'shitasam, in terms of if you have any break in their past. Titania, because the Brisa says, this was yesterday's mitzvah. Shiata the Shmaya. Yesterday's the mitzvah shir. Feel free, OU.org. The Isser of a Bas Kohen who marries Yisrael to eat Truma or Kachim. So that's what we're talking about here. Bas Kohen, she nisaisli Yisrael. Viachla betruma. What happens if a Bas Kohen marries Yisrael, she violates an Isser Daraisa if she eats Truma, or if she eats the Chazi of the Shok? We learned yesterday that if she becomes a widow or a divorcee, and she has no children, then she could go back to her father's house for truma, but not for chazi v'shok. Doesn't matter, even if she doesn't have any children, she never could eat chazi v'shok again of the karbanos kachei kal. So says the Gemara, quoting the Mishnah in Shrumos, Kabas Kodesh is Yisrael v'achla truma, if a bas kohen marries Yisrael and eats truma, she is not exactly like a czar. Mishalemes as a keren, ve'eda mishalemes as a chomesh. Even though a czar, if a czar would eat truma b'shoge, he would have to pay and add on 25%. This Bas Kohen wouldn't. Why? Because Rashi says, if she would become a widow or divorcee and without any children, theoretically, she is shayach. She is still shayach, potentially, to the world of truma. And therefore, she's not called a total zara. And therefore, she, even if she has a child, The child could die. If the child dies before she gets divorced or becomes an almana, then she would also be able to eat truma. So says that's the Mishnah. Umi sasa b'sreifa. And the Tanakhama says, if she is mezana, she dies b'sreifa, which is the special, unique misa given to a bas kohen, meaning she still has that status. Nisa is lechem and apsulim, b'shalem is karen v'chomesh, umi sasa b'chenek. If she would marry a pasul, not a czar, a mutter relationship. But if she would marry a pasul, so then, forget it. Then she would be considered a total zara. She would pay the karen of the chomesh, and she misasa b'chenek, divrei Rabbi Meir. Meir says that she has some status, some lingering status of being a bas kohen, even though she's married to a Yisrael. V'chachamim omrim, achazu, mishalemes. No, chachamim say no. Chachamim, of course, Rabbi Yehuda. Chachamim, Rabbi Meir is always Rabbi Yehuda. She pays either way, hakeren, ve'ena mishalemes hachomesh. This one, either way, even if she's nivala l'pasola, she pays karen and not chomesh, umisasa b'sreifa, meaning she always has that original status. So there we see, is there any lingering status? Rabbi Yehuda says, if at one moment in the past, Rabbi Yehuda said before, there was Mashiacha, so that stays. So to here, if at one point in the past she was a Bas Kohen, so therefore she always stays a Bas Kohen. That status changes. Mashiach, and according to Rabbi Meir, right now she's a Zara. So to Nivala L'Apostle, right now she's a Zara. So that's how we parallel these Machlokos. Period. Omar, look there, in the Chinuch and Kuf Pekim, we'll talk more about these statuses of Eishes Zar. Actually, just the Minchas Chinuch there, just to repeat it from what we did yesterday, the Chinuch says you can only violate this Isser of only women. It's one of those mitzvahs that only women could violate. Right? It's because it's a Chalala, right? Velotoh Chalala min HaKodesh. She cannot eat Kodesh. The Minchas Chinuch suggests maybe there's a man included in it, because there's no Pasuk Beferish, and the Rambam never quotes Beferish the Isser of his Zar eating Chazi V'Shok. The Rambam quotes the Isra of a Zar eating Kache Kachim and a Zar eating Bechor. But he never quotes a pasuk anywhere of the Isra of a Zar eating Chazei V'Shok of the Shlamim. What's the Isra? A Zar eating Truma, that's Beferish in the Torah. Zar lo yochal Kodesh. A Zar eating Chazei V'Shok of Shlamim, so we're Beferish. So says the Menachas Chinuch, well, if an Eishes Kohen who marries a Zar has a separate Isra in the Torah to eat Chazei V'Shok, because she's married to the Tsar, so obviously the Tsar himself cannot eat Chazei V'Shok. And it's not a Kal V'Chomer, Ein Matzir Ben Adin, it's a Gilui Milsa. Just a given, an assumption of the Isser. So that's the Menachas Chinuch suggestion of, even though this might be on the surface an Isser that only women could violate, included in this Isser suggests the Menachas Chinuch is a man. Included in the Isser is a Tsar eating Chazei V'Shok, because there's no other pasuk in the Torah. That tells me. And it says, L'may nafkamina between the man and the woman, though? Fascinating. If a woman eats half a kezayis of Chazei V'Shok and half a kezayis of Truma, this Bas Kohen that married Yisrael, it's the same Isser. This pasuk includes both for a Bas Kohen and Yisrael. The Chalala cannot eat, so there can be Mitzdarev. Mashenkin is Zor, who eats Truma, half a kezayis of Truma and half a kezayis of Chazei V'Shok, is two different Sukkim. And therefore, they wouldn't be able to be Mitzdarev. Fascinating ha'ara of the Minchas Chinuch. Maybe there'll be tzirif, different laws of tzirif for different people. Good. Amar of Yosef, Viter, Machlokes b'nesinas shemen ha'mishcha u'bishinuye d'shaninan. The Machlokes is regarding putting the shemen ha'mishcha based on the explanations that we gave before. Avo nesina d'alma d'ver kol kezayis. But nesina d'alma, as we said before, everybody agrees at kezayis. Meaning the question is, what do you learn it from? Do you learn it from lo yisach? Do you learn it from nesinas d'alma? But a nesinas d'alma, that for sure would be a kezayis. Like what's, for example, nesinas d'alma? Rashi on the fourth skinny line, kigon lo yitein aleha levona. The Menchas Chote, b'kezayis. We know there's an isser of making beautiful the carbon of a chote, a Menchas Chote. Sota, but the Menchas, you're not allowed to put Lavona on it. So how much Lavona are you not allowed to put on it? When do you violate? Lo yitain alel Lavona. So for example, that is a yitain. The isser would be a kezayis. And also we mentioned before, maybe the mitzvahs nesina would also be a kezayis. That's just the example that Rashi quotes. I guess once we're in the world of Isurim, he says, Nesinas Isurim Shel Nesina. Good. Gufa, Tani, Tanaka, Medu, Rabbi Elazar. Getting back to what we said before. Kol Sheyeshto Basach, Yeshto Mabal Yisach. V'chol Sheyeshto Basach, Yeshto Mabal Yisach. He quoted him the Braisa quoted in front of Rabbi Elazar was the Braisa excluding non-Jews before. Amalei, Shaper Kamer, that fits in very nicely. Why? Lo Yisach Ksiv, Vikari Be, Lo Yasich. You could say Lo Yisach, but you could also read it Lo Yasich, which is the Hifil, which is doing it to someone else. So you see, we could compare smearing and being smeared. And therefore, that is the limud. Period. Tani Rav Chananya Kamei Derava Minayin LeKohen Gadol Shenatal Mishemen Mishcha Sha'al Rosho V'Nasan Al Bnei Meyav Minayin Shehu Chayiv. Right, the Bar of Chananya said a bigger chiddush. Forget the machlokas of, you know, later on, a year later. What happens if the Kohen Gadol, after it was poured onto his head, he, you know, has his stomach needs some smearing. So he takes some of the oil from the top and goes to the stomach and smears. It's Chayiv Kares, says Rev Chananya, in front of Rabbi Chayiv Kares there, because that is a smearing that is not allowed. How do you know that? Shenemar, Al Basar Adam, Lo Yisach. Right, the extra phrase, Lo Yisach, that includes this case. Some of Farshim say maybe this is only according to Rabbi Meir, right? Only according to Rabbi Meir, who said that by Lemalachim v'lo Kohanim, Rabbi Meir Machayev. Some say it was only Rabbi Meir. Others say no, it's the same Shemana Mishchas. Therefore, maybe the Isser is not finished yet. Okay, either way, the Gemara does not say it's according to one or the other opinion. Amalei Rav Acha b'Rei d'Rav Ravashi, Maishna, why in this case is the Kohen Gadol Chayiv? What's the difference in the following case? Mehad Tanya, Kohen Shesak B'Shem Mishal Truma, Ben Bito Yisrael Misagal Oveinu Choshesh. What's the difference in this case of a Kohen, who's a Kohen grandfather smears himself with Shemana Mishcha, and then he could take his grandson Yisrael, his daughter married a Yisrael, so his grandson is a Yisrael, he could take him and give him a big hug, and the grandson could be smeared with the oil also. Why by the Kohen Gadol do we say that the oil retains its status and it's still usher for him to put on his abdomen, while by the Truma oil we say once it's on and there's no Isser anymore, and the Yisrael could roll around in it, Misalga Bovein Achoshesh. So Amalei, there's a difference between Truma and Shemen HaMishcha. Hasam, over there by Truma, Umesu Bo Ki Yechaleluhu Ksiv. They shall die, Misa B'dei Shemayim Ki Lechalu, because they have desecrated it, violated it, Ki V'dechalelei HaIzchal. Once they're Mechalel, once they use it, right, it's finished. It's Mechulal, and it loses. Truma oil loses its status right when it is used. Aval Gabi Shemen HaMishcha, Ksiv, Ki Nezer Shemen Mishchas Elokav Alav. The oil is on him. So you see, it's called oil, Mishcha, even on him. Shemen Mishcha, Kari Rachmona, Afagav Isa Alav, Lo Ischil. So a special Diyukim. Diyukim, and again, Lumdis might be. There's a difference between Shemen HaMishcha, which, as we said before, retains its status maybe because it gives a status. That's why it might retain a status. It's Shemen HaMishcha. You're a Moshech, you're anointing somebody, you're doing a mitzvah. Mashekin, oil of Truma? Okay, it's oil of Truma. There's a Chefza involved. The Gavra is not as involved. Shemen HaMishcha has the Gavra involved, and therefore it might retain its status while it is on the Gavra. There's a big discussion in the Rishonim, the Isser of Sichas Truma to a Zar. Is that an Issa D'Araisa or an Issa D'Rabbanan? Sounds like from our Gemara that it's D'Araisa. It's the Pashas. The Gemara is comparing it to the Isser of Sichas B'Shemen HaMishcha. The Rambam says Beferis that it is D'Araisa in Hilchos Trumos, while Rabbeinu Tam and Maseches Nida hold that it is D'Rabbanan. The Briska Rav, in one of the letters, the Mechtavim, in the back of the Briska Rav, page 156, right, they don't know who it was written to. Rav Schechter said that a number of them were written to the Rav, Rav Soloveitchik, but they're not, there's no, here it just says, Kfo Taraso, letter Higiani, and I loved it, and these are my comments. This one was written in Tafresh Peites, Zayin Mar Cheshvan, where he says, if you look closely, even though the Rambam holds that there's an Isser D'Oraisa, the Isser Truma, Isser Sichas Truma Lazar is D'Oraisa, but if you look closely, the Rambam never quotes, Asur for a Zar to be Sach with Truma. He says it specifically by the Tashlume Truma. That's where he formulates it. He says, Hine, if you look in Nida, and he quotes the Rambam and Tosfos, he says, Bedine Trumav, Dine Tumav Arlus, Bedin Isser Zaris, Lohuskar, Bedivere Rambam Shum Isser Miuchad Al Sicha, Meakordo Lo Yichalu. Varak with Merak Yud, Linyan Din Karen Vachomesh, Nakan Aramba, Mefurish, De Sicha, Kishasia, Meakordo Lo Yichalu, Tsarachiyun, Loma Lokasa Beferish, Isser Sicha, Beikur Dine Tumav Zaris Va Arlus. Why didn't he just quote it where it should be quoted? So he says, "Venira mavur b'das haRambam desvirale de'be'emes hachdrasha de'lo yechalalu lo namra klal le'inyan ha'isurin shel truma rak le'inyan din tashlume keren v'chomesh ubizaru de'marbina l'sach kishose aval ha'isurin shel truma harik achol isurin dora de'isurin rak al ma'isa achila v'sicha enak achila inyan zeh v'ein b'sicha le'truma lo lav lo malchus." Wow, the Rambam holds that sicha is kishtia on a daraisa level, not legabe the iser. Only legabe, if you did it, you have to give it back to the Kohen. Your act is recognized the oraisa as you took something from the kahuna and you have to give it back. Tashlume truma. But not legabe, it's usher to do it. That maybe he would agree with Rabbeinu Tam, that it's only usher to Rabbanam because you're destroying the chefza. The chefza of truma has a status. And therefore, if you don't use it for its ultimate status, so then, tafkid, so then you are ruining it, you have to pay back. But not that it's asur d'oraisa. That's his diak of the, where the Rambam puts this, this halacha. That's the, right here on page 156, 157, in the back of the Grizal Rambam. We continue. Says the Gemara two dots. Al elu chayavin al zdona. On the following, we made it to the end of the Mishnah. On the following, we So if you remember the Mishnah said back on that base, except for all of these are chayiv al zdona karis al shigas ochatas, and alohoda shalohem asham talui. And if I'm not sure if I did them, chayiv and asham talui, except for matami mikdash v'kadashav. What is being excluded by tumas mikdash v'kadashav, which is an olav yored last week's parsha? I'm going to the base of Megillah when I'm Tameh. I don't have to bring a carbon chattis regular. I have to bring it all over Yorid, depending on my financial status. So the Mishnah said three things. Mezid kares, shogig chattis, safig asham talui. Which of those three are being excluded from Tumas Megillah Kadashah? Well, one of them is explicit. The chattis, that's obviously not being referred to, as the Mishnah said. So mimai mafiklei. So what is being excluded? What is it saying chutz for, except for Tumas Megillah Kadashah? So, hachig tani. It's going on part three. That if I'm not sure if I was nichnas l'mikdash bituma, I don't bring an Ashem Tali. Ashem Tali is only brought if I'm not sure if I did a chiyuv chatas, not if I'm sure if I did a chiyuv olav yored. There's another case where somebody's not going to bring an Ashem Tali. If somebody's chayav an Ashem Tali and they didn't get to bring it, and then Yom Kippur passes them, Yom Kippur gets rid of Ashem Tali Chiyuvim. That's the halacha here. Right? Mesechus Krisis is going to tell us everything we want to know about Ashem Tali. Right? We're going to have it later on as well. So that's the halacha. Why? Again, Lumdus might be, we don't have to go into it now, but Ashem Tali might be more focused on the Gavra. The Gemara says elsewhere, we're going to have later, that Ashem Tali protects you from Yisurin in the interim until you find out if you actually did it or not. If you find out you actually did it, you got to bring a Chatas. Ashem Tali is not good enough. Or but in the interim, I'm not going to bring a chattas. I might as well bring, can't bring a chattas in Dava. So it protects me. It's more focused on the Gavra. And maybe that's his connection to Yom Kippur, which is also gives me a purity of the Gavra, and that's why there's an affinity between Karban Ashem Talui and Yom Kippur. So why isn't that listed in the Mishnah? That's also a case where Ashem Talui is knocked out. So Amresh, two answers. Amresh Lakish, Kik Tani Hecha Diisa Lachatas Rachmana Patre. They'd only listed cases where there is a sin and the Torah pattered. Like in the case of Tumas Mikdash, or the Torah pattered, you're not chayiv. Over lo yom kippurim, lesi lachatas dechakaparle. Wow. The sin disappears. It's not that the sin is there, and the Torah says, you don't have to bring a carbon. By an asham, by a olav yored, you might have done the sin. Might have done the sin, but you still don't bring an asham tali. That's the din. Mashenki, by Yom Kippur, the sin's wiped out. And therefore you don't bring an asham tali. And that's why it's not listed in the Mishnah. Verb Yochanan Amar, a different answer. Bimivait. You know why it doesn't list it? Because there's a case that Yom Kippur would not wipe out the Ashem Tali Chiyuv. In a case where somebody rejects the kapara of Yom Kippur. Somebody rejects it. Mivai literally means to kick it. Remember Daf Gimel Avodah Zarah? The Umos HaOlam got the mitzvah of sukkah and they left and they kicked the sukkah. Mivait. Because if he does tshuva after Yom Kippur, he's got to bring his Ashem Tali again. If he rejects Yom Kippur and then afterwards he does tshuva, then he's got to bring his Ashem Tali again. So that is Reish Lakish Savar. Reish Lakish, why doesn't he give that answer? Even if you reject it, Yom Kippur is still going to work to get rid of your Ashem Tali. Even if you reject it, stop there for a second. Interesting diak that it says, if you're chozer, bo afterwards, you're chayav an Ashem Tali. Meaning what? If you believe in Yom Kippur, what if you never believe in Yom Kippur? You can't bring an Ashem Tali. We said at the beginning of Maseches Chulin, if you're a mumer l'davar echad, does that make you a mumer l'chol tzara kula? Ask the Aruch Haner. So why, if you're a mumer l'yom Kippur, can you not bring an Ashem Tali? Fine, it doesn't get rid of your Ashem Tali, but why can't you bring an Ashem Tali? If I'm a mumer l'shatnez, I can bring an Ashem Tali. So if I'm a mumer l'yom Kippur, why can't I bring an Ashem Tali? So the Aruch Haner says, because there's a connection between Ashem Tali and Yom Kippur. And if you reject Yom Kippur, then you're rejecting something about Ashem Tali also. He doesn't explain it, but it could be based on what we just said. And that is, they're both giving Kaparas Hagavra. If you reject one Kaparas Hagavra, maybe you're rejecting this too. Another, he doesn't give this answer, but another answer might be something also we touched on in Chulin. There might be a connection between Yom Kippur and Shabbos. And Mumar L'Yom Kippur is not just Mumar L'Davar Echad. Remember we said there are two opinions, Mumar L'Avodah Zarah and Mumar L'Shabbos is Mumar L'Chol HaTorah Kula. So maybe Yom Kippur, which is Shabbos Shabboson, just like Shabbos is, so maybe that's why. It's not just the Mumar L'Davar Echad. So two answers why it says Dafka the Hadarbe. If you're Hadarbe, not if you weren't Hadarbe, because there's a connection or because Yom Kippur is like Shabbos. Viter. Ubiplukta, and the following is a parallel machlokas. The Tosfos Yerushalmi says it's not an exact parallel. You could be machalik between the two, but it's similar. It's similar. Maybe that's why he said it doesn't say Hani Tanoi Kahani, Hani Moroi Kahani Tanoi. Just as Plukta, the following. Another machlokas on Maroim, actually. Ha'omer lo yiskaper lichatasi. We were just talking about Yom Kippur. What if somebody says, I don't want my carbon chatas to work for me, to bring me kapara? I don't want it lo yiskaper lichatasi. Why would a fool do that? I don't know. Lo yiskaper lichatasi. Abaya omar eina mechaperis, rava omar mechaperis. Machlokas. Heicha to omar, but one second. Heicha to omar lo tikare to kolam lo pligat lo mechaperis. If somebody rejects it before it's hukrav, then for sure it doesn't work. Dichsiv, Yakriv, Oso, Lirtso, no. You gotta bring a carbon on behalf of the owner. Keep plinkadamer, tikare, velotachaper. If somebody said, no, bring it, but I don't want it to work. So how automatic is the kapara? Bring it, but I don't want it to work. Is this like, you know, if somebody's shechting? I'm gonna shecht this perfectly, but I don't want the heter shechit to kick in. Tough luck. The heter shechit is automatic. If you shechted it properly. So here too, is the kapara automatic? So Abaya Amar ein mechaperes. The ha Amar lo techaper. Abaya says no. Rava Amar mechaperes. Kiva Amar tikarev. Kapara memela kasi. Kapara comes memela. Once you do the avoda of a carbon chatas, so then memela it comes. Fine. So that's a parallel machlokas. Says the Gemara, Vahadabe Rava. Rava was chozerbo. Rava said in the end that also, it's not mechaper. If you reject the carbon's kapara, then it doesn't work. Kiddetanya, because the Brisa says, Yochol yehe Yom Kippur mechaper al shem v'sheinu shavin. You might think that Yom Kippur works and brings kapara for those who are shav and not shav. We don't know what that means yet. Vidinu, and it's based on a kal v'chomer. Uma chatas v'asham mechaperin. V'yom kippur mechaper is based on a comparison. Just like chatas and asham are mechaper. And Yom Kippur is ma chatas v'asham. Ein mechaperin ela ala shavin. Chatas v'asham only are mechaper for shavin. Av Yom Kippur ein mechaper ala shavin. So, Yom Kippur also is only mechaber for Shavim. So, on the one hand, we have that comparison, and we say, no, maybe you cannot compare Yom Kippur and Karbanos. Lo, imamarta b'chatas v'asham, shei mechaber al-mezik ha-shogeg. Chatas v'asham don't only work for shogegs. Turn up Yom Kippurim, shei mechaber al-mezik ha-shogeg. So maybe you cannot compare the two, in terms of Shavim and Einam Shavim. V'hol, mechaber al-mezik ha-shogeg, mechaber al-shavim v'al-she'inam Shavim. And therefore, since Yom Kippur is mechaper on mezik and shogeg, so too, Shavim and Einam Shavim, tam alomer, ach, chilek. Ach, it says by Yom Kippur, just like it says it by Pesach. Whenever it says ach, it is a miut. So, therefore we see, no, Yom Kippur only works for Shavim. But what do you see? The whole assumption of that limud, though, was the karbanos only work for Shavim. The question is, what about, the karbanos only work for Shavim. The whole question is Yom Kippur. But that's why Rava was chozerbo, because of this brisa, as we're going to explain it more soon. My Shavim and my She'in and Shavim, what does that mean? in the context. What does it mean? Those who were shav and not shav. Ilema shavin shogig. Lo shavin mezid. The shavin means shogig. Lo shavin mezid. Haktayim. No, but it says that beferish. Lo amarta bechadat v'asham. It says that in the next line. It's got to be referring to something else. Eloki hadu ulam rabbi yochanan. It must be as follows. If somebody is if shav in the interim. Achal chela v'hifrish karban. If somebody eats a piece of treif. Chela, not kosher fat. And is mafresh the karban. V'heimer daito. And then becomes a mumar. After he's mafresh the karban. V'chazarbo. And then he does shuva. Hoil v'nitche yitche. We say, dichli, by that animal, and that animal is forever rejected, because at one moment in time, the bailam was a mumar, so therefore, it can never be brought. He can never, right, in that, and then we're comparing that, that's what it means, shove him, and eno, shove him. Right, Rashi explains, therefore, in the top of the left side, the hasam, see, V'hasam by the middle of Yom Kippurim. Dim heimir das kodem Yom Kippurim. V'chazer bo acher Yom Kippurim. Su, look at this havamina. Su lo mechaper ala Yom Kippurim acher ala veirosav. Shemikame hamaraso. It, just like this carbon is totally rejected, it could be that there will never be another Yom Kippur that will be able to be mechaper for the sins that he did from before. That's the havamina. So you see, it's totally, right, it's nidche. So the Gemara says, no, come on. Nehid itri carbon, gavra bakaparahu. A carbon can be labeled as pushed aside, nidche. A person can't, and those sins still connect to the person. They're not independent of the person, and therefore you can't have that comparison. So you have to give a different shot. So, Elo, this is what it means. Shavin to Amar, yechaper alaychatasi. Shein shavim damar lo techaper alaychatasi. Shma minas. That's how you see. And Yom Kippur, and the carbon doesn't work for that. So that rubber was closer, bo, meha hi. Because you see, a carbon does not work if you say, shavin alaychatasi. See, why didn't the Gemara just say beferish that shavin means if you did shuva? And lo shavin means if you didn't do shuva. Why didn't it just say that beferish? So, and that's what the Gemara is referring to. Says the Gvuras Ari, an unbelievable Chiddush, Shagasari in Maseches Yuma, on Daf Pehei, he thinks that Chatas and Asha might be able to work even without Tshuva. Regular Tshuva, because the Gemara doesn't suggest that here. That's his Diak. Even without Tshuva. And Vidu is only the Chachila. Chatas and Asham. Even if you don't regret doing it. You bring your Chatas, you know the Chatas is going to give you Kapara, but you don't regret doing it. So the Chatas might be able to come there too. You can look at that Gvuras Ari and Yuma on Daf Pehei. Period. V'ramini. So is this all true that Yom Kippur does not work for Enam Shavim? Yachol lo yeikimur mechaper ela al shenisanabo. V'lo asabo malacha v'karo mikra kodesh. Interesting Lashonos here. The Rav Rosenzweig, remember, he once said that he said about 25 years ago, did I mention this before? He once said that we were doing a Gemara in Baba Kam or some other Gemara, and he says, we did a line in the Gemara, he says, this line is a Meseches Krisus type of line. We're like looking at him, like, Meseches Krisus, he said then, and this is the first line here, is very graphic sometimes. It's very graphic. And it's the first time I think we have such an example. You might think that Yom Kippurim is Mechaper only for those who fast, who don't do Malacha, and those who call it Mikra Kodesh. The Koro Mikra Kodesh. You call it Mikra. What does that mean? You call it Mikra Kodesh. Rashi says, in Tefillah, you daven the Yom Kippur davening. The Tosfos Yeshanim says that it means, right, you wear Ksus Nikiya. Because that's the, that's what you have by Yom Kippur. You don't have a big meal. The Ramban in Parshas Emor discusses what Mikra Kodesh is. You make it a Yontif. So you might think Yom Kippur only works for that. But lo nisanabo va'asabo malacha. V'lo kora Mikra Kodesh yachal lo Yom Kippur mechaper. You might think Yom Kippur doesn't work for you if you don't really have a Yom Kippur. Tamalomar Yom Kippurim hu. Mikom akom. Right, it's Yom Kippur, period. V'travayu stam sifru v'kashin ha'adadi. So what do we do? The earlier Brisa says that Yom Kippur only works for Shavin. And here it says Yom Kippur works even if it's not Yom Kippur for you. So Amar Abaye lo kasha, HaRebi alivad Rebbe Yehuda, HaRebi alivad Didei. It's a machlokes. Titania, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, Kol Aveir Shem B'Torah, Bein Asa Tshuva, Bein Lo Asa Tshuva, Yom Kippur Mechaper. Wow. Shita Rebbe, Yom Kippur works even without Tshuva. Chutz, except for certain Averis. Miporek, oh, you throw everything away. Umagal Panam B'Torah, you darshan Torah, Dafka Lahachis. Incorrectly, says Rebbe Shita. When Rebbe said his own Shita, that's the second Brisa. When Yom Kippur would work even without Tshuva. The earlier is of Yehuda Bar Eloi, that you need Tshuva. Answer number one. So how did Yom Kippur work? How did Yom Kippur work without Tshuva? So Rav Soloveitchik has, writes in Ala Tshuva, and other, many other Achronim as well say, there's two types of Tshuva that Yom Kippur gives. There's Tshuvas HaYachid and Tshuvas HaTzibur.
Tshuva Tzibur is what works even if you don't do tshuva. Because as long as you connect yourselves to the Tzibur, that's what the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, as long as you don't do Chayav Krisus or worse. Because there you've cut yourself off from the Tzibur, you can't get the Kaparas Tzibur. But other than that, you get the Tzibur, but Yachid of course you don't get without tshuva. The Kaparas HaYachid of Yom Kippur, of course you don't get. You only can get the Kaparas HaTzibur because you're Nechlal with the Tzibur, even if you personally didn't do tshuva for certain Averis. That's the Svara of the Shita of Rebbe.
It's talking about right?
Sorry? Someone who happens, Lonisan, I guess, according to that, right? That wouldn't work with that verb based on that Rambam. But either way, you might say, even the Kaparas HaTzibur would work. Maybe there's Chayef Karis there, loss of level, but you're not cut off from the Tzibur. I saw the Imre Emma says, right, we say, Shema Hashem Kol Yehuda. Listen to Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Tshuva should work even, Yom Kippur should work even without Tshuva. Okay. But that's the Hasidic part of the day. Rabba Amar, Havaha, Rabbi Aliba Danafshe. Really, it's both going according to Rabbi. That Yom Kippur does not need Tshuva. Umod Rabbi, Ba'averus Yom Kippur Gufe. But Rabbi agrees, if you reject Yom Kippur, it's not going to work. Dolo Machaper. Dilote Mahachi, if you don't say this, Karis Yom Kippur and the Rebbe, if you say Yom Kippur works even if you reject Yom Kippur, then how would you ever be Chayev Karis for the Isra of Yom Kippur? Or I keep it the B'chol Shaita V'shaita Machaper, Hechi Mishkachas Lo. The Torah says you're Chayev Karis if you do Malacha or you eat on Yom Kippur. But if Yom Kippur works even if you reject Yom Kippur, so then, how you ever Chayev Karis? So it must be that Rebbe agrees that if you reject Yom Kippur, you still got Kapara. Says the Gemara, Umay Kushi, what's the problem? I can figure out a case where even if you reject Yom Kippur, you should get Kapara, but there's a case where you wouldn't get Kapara Yom Kippur. V'dilma David avidsa kulelelya. You did avoda, you did work, malacha, the whole night. Ubahadi amur hashachar, miss. And the second that dawn came, you died. Telohavi yamam to the chaperlei. There's no daytime. Kapara comes by day. Right? Yeah, what's the lashon? We say one of the piyutim in Kol Nidre. Right? We say... We say the kapara bayom, right? Well, erev, and then boker, and the boker. It says right, yalas lichasenu meerev, it comes in the morning, right? So lechmalei. So maybe there you did the iser. Got to bring the yukim for piyutim, right? You did the iser for at night. You didn't get the kapara. The Gemara said no. Tenach karis delalia, karis amame yakamishkachasle. What do you mean? The pasuk tells me you get chayef karis even for doing something bayom. And there you don't have it. So my kushya, what do you mean? Yes, you do. Dilma bahadi tekachol nama chankante umsa. You're going to choke as you're eating. So there's no seconds that you're going to have a kapara of a miss. Delo habile shows me a moment. Delichbole. You're not going to get time for a kapara. Inami or da'avet avitsa slamak lashkiya sachama. Or you do malacha right at the end of the day. Inami, bayu da'avet avitsa paskim or lashak give a miss. Or as you're doing avoda, the spade, you know, shoots out and chops off your leg. Vashagi meets and the person dies. So Lavi shows me a moment to lich barley. So in all those cases, these are cases where there wouldn't be kares, and therefore you would not be able to say what would Rebbe do. What would Rebbe do? Meaning these are cases where you would be able to say there is no kapara, and therefore Rebbe would be able to say that even if you reject Yom Kippur, there's a kapara of Yom Kippur normally, and that's why this answer doesn't work. So that's why, like the Shita adds in Oslam and Aleph, Kiddushanina Meikara. You have to go back to the first answer that it's a machlokas. The two prizes are machlokas, Rebbe and Rebbe Yehuda, but not within Shita's Rebbe. Period. Weiter. Lachachabim Omer Afa Megadev. My Af Megadev. What does it mean, also Megadev? We weren't talking about Megadev before. So what's Af Megadev? There's a conversation that's missing. Rabbanan Shamol Rabbi Akiva. Detani Baal Ova Lo Tani Yidoni. As we had a couple of days ago, the Rabbanan heard Rabbi Akiva only include Baal Ova and Yidoni. Because Baal Ova was Maisa, if you remember. Yidoni wasn't. You could do it without a Maisa. Amrilin, they said to him, Maishna, Delo Maisi Karban, Mishum Delespe Maisa, Megadev Nami Lespe Maisa. That's what they're saying. Megadev also doesn't have a Maisa, and that also should be excluded. That's the Af in the Mishnah. Period. Tan Rabbanan. It's a big discussion, by the way. It says, while you're eating, a person dies. Is Yom Kippur about Hanas Grono or Hanas Meyav? So all the Achronim quote this Gemara as a raya to Hanas Grono. And how do you get out of it? Because most Achronim say Hanas Meyav by Yom Kippur. Because it doesn't say the word Losochal. Tana Rabbanan, Megadev may be carbon. Hov an Amar Bo Kares, Iver Rabbi Akiva. Megadev brings a carbon. Since it says Kares by Megadev, right next to the Chatas. Context. That's what Rabbi Akiva holds. The Omer v'nasa cheto. And we don't know who's talking there, but it says, it just adds that pasuk, but asa cheta. We'll see. The klalahu, kalecha, the fsibi, karis, maisi, carbon. 1 minute, every karis gets a carbon. But pesach amilo, the fsibu, karis, lo, maisi, carbon. Two assays. They don't get a carbon. So what does Rabbi Akiva mean? Every karis gets a carbon. So hachi kamer, no. Megadev, mevi, carbon, ho il, vine'emarbo, the sheet adds in, karis, bavakam, carbon. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. As we explained it before, it's karis, it's right next to chatas. That's where Rabbi Akiva is lushen, that even though it's somewhat of an ebo maisi, he's still going to get a carbon. Ksavar, migu deboy michtav karis ba'alma, viksiv karis ba'makam carbon, shvamina maisi carbon. Since it could have said it elsewhere, but instead it says it right here next to the carbon, achiv chatas, yechayev a carbon. Ve'omer, cheto yisa. What is that referring to? Asa l'rabanan. That's going to back to the Rabbanan. V'hachi kamar Rabbi Akiva l'rabanan. And again, there's a missing conversation here in the Braisa. Amrisu magadev les be'maisa. Right? Rabbi Akiva says back to the Rabbanan, you say magadev les be'maisa. Mahu magadev. What is megadev? Mevarech es Hashem. Right? It says, right? If you do brechad Hashem, el akaris dechsiv l'may asa. So it's ein bo'maisa. So what do you do with its chi of karis that is listed there? So Amrile, they say, litin karis l'makawel. What do you mean? It's to give karis. Forget chatas. Why is it written there? Because it's to give karis for the makawel. Now, Tosas Yisharim says the next line is Rabbi Akiva saying back to them, but you could have just learned that from other krisas. Why is it listed specifically here? Dechsiv b'makawel. V'nasa chet'o, v'ksiv b'pesach sheni, chet'o yisa, malahalan karis, afkan karis. Rabbi Akiva is saying back to the Rabbanan, you don't need karis listed here, beferish. You could just have a gzera shava, chet'o yisa, to learn karis from elsewhere. Why is it specifically said here? To put it next to chatas, to say you'd even being chayiv a chatas in this case, where you're chayiv karis if you did it b'mezid. Period. Okay, next. Tan Rabbanan. Es Hashem u'megadev isim ben Yehuda omer ka'adam ha'omer l'chaveiro girafta haka'ara v'chisarta. It's megadev. It's like somebody who says, you not only swept out the oven, you were machaserit. Cursing God is not just ignoring God. It's causing a chisaron in the world. It's terrible. Ksavar. Megadev mevarech ad Hashemu. That's the first opinion. The megadev, which is a hard word to translate, we translate, giduf just means being heretical. But what does it mean? It means cursing God. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, omer no. Kadam omer l'chaveiro, girafta akara v'lo chisarta. Megadev is talking about the mashal is, you swept it out, but you didn't, weren't mechaser. Ksavar megadev hainu obed avodah zara. Obed avodah zara is even, it's ironically less chamor, because there you're just ignoring God. If you take on God and attack him, that's megadev. That's also chisaron. Tanya idach, also the Braisa says, es Hashem, lozim ben Azariah omer, bo'obed avodah zara, kodem medaber, v'cham omer, lo ba'al kazev, elitin kares, lo mevarech Hashem. So the machlokas tanoim, what exactly does megadev mean in that context? Period. Second Mishnah in Meseches Krisus. Yesh mevias karban v'nechal, v'yesh mevias karban v'eno nechal, v'yesh she'en mevias. There are, once we're talking about Krisos and Chatos, the first carbon we're going to talk about is a carbon Yoledes. There are sometimes a woman has a regular baby, Baruch Hashem, and she brings carbonas Yoldos. But there are some cases that are not always clear. Sometimes she does not bring. Sometimes she brings that she doesn't eat. Sometimes she brings and she eats. Mevias carbon Menecha, what are the cases where she brings and she eats, even though it's not exactly a normal case? Hamapelas came in Behema Chayva Oaf, Divrei Meir. If she has a miscarriage of a fetus that looks like an animal. So that we consider it, Rahman al-Islam, that we consider a full-born, deformed baby, but it's full term, and therefore you have to bring a carbon for that, and you eat it. It's a real chovas leida. The chamomim, no. Achi ebo mitzuras adam. It's gotta have a tzura of an adam for you to be chayiv the carbonos. Hamapeles sandal, o shilya, o shvir merukam. If somebody has a miscarriage of sandal, a smushed fetus, shilya, an afterbirth, shvir merukam. It's a fetus that, is all, you see the bones, but it's all mixed up. I use a mechutach, or it comes out piece by piece. V'chein shivcha shipila, or a shivcha kananis. Also, via carbon menachal. All those cases we assume was a real baby that came out. Carbon, and she eats it. The elu, that's all category one. The elu mevias ve'ena ne'echalos. These are the women that bring it, but it's al suffic, and therefore you're not allowed to eat it. Hamapelas ve'nyadua ma'ipila. If she has a miscarriage, and she's not sure whether she had a full-term baby or not. Or v'shtei nasim she'ipilu. Achaz min padav, achaz min chova. The two women had babies. One had a real baby, one didn't, and they're not sure which was which. And in that case, they also have a problem because you can't bring a chatas, chatas and dava generally. Rabbi Yossi, Masai, when do I say that these two women are stuck, that they can't? Bizman shalchu zelam mizrach zelam ayir, they're not here anymore. Avalam hayushtein omdo shtein nevius karma venacha. But if they're both here, they could both bring it jointly. But bring it jointly, a chadas and an ola, and it will be ne'achal, because for sure one of them requires it. Good. Eilu, let's just finish the Mishnah. Eilu shem mevios, ein mevios. These following women are for sure not chayiv, and therefore they don't bring. Hamapela shvir malei mayim, malei dam. They just give birth to a sack full of water or blood. Malei geninim, or colorful blood. Hamapela kimin dagim v'chagavim shkatsim ramasim. They have a miscarriage that looks like that. Hamapela yomar bayim. We'll talk more about this. If she's mapel on day 40 after conception, that's not called a vlad. Have yotze dofen. Or a cesarean. Reb Shimon mechayev Yosi Dofen. Machlokas, whether Yosi Dofen is chayev the karbanis. There's an important Rashi here. Rashi here says, in the case where she doesn't know what she's mapil, she, vidi do my pil, Rashi says, mevia karban shtei torim, echas lov echas lachatas, vel shel ola, she's masna. If it's a minchova yolda, then she'd be lachovasi. And if not, she'd be in a nadava. But chata, she can't be masna. Right, if she's not sure, she brings the ola, but the chadash she gave me masa, dein chadas nedava. Ola can be burned, but a chatas is brought by eno nechal. And then Rashi has this line, umalikasa, how could you bring this karban and just not eat it? What about just doing the malika in the Beis HaMikdash? Isn't that a problem too? Okay, just cover yourself, don't eat it. What about doing the avoda? Rashi says it's not a problem to do malika, because there's no malika of Chulin Bazara. There's no Isser, as long as it's not going on the Mizbeach. That's Rashi here, that's a huge discussion. What do you mean? Even just bringing something into the Azara might be a problem. But that's an important Rashi discussed by the Achronim. But let's just do a few more lines, and then we will, two more lines, and then we'll talk about Amiras Karben Yoledis Bizman Azeh. We'll start with that tomorrow, which is very unknown. Gemar, Shifcha, Midal, and how do I know that a Shifcha should bring a Karban? Karban is Yoledis, and Rabbanim, and Yisrael, Ainli, Elab, and Yisrael. Giyoris, Vishifcha, Minai, and Tabalamar, Isha. Isha brings my v'chein shivcha. What does it mean v'chein shivcha in the Mishnah? Saka lechemina. I might have thought ki amrinan. Kol mitzvah sheisha chayev esba ever chayev ba. That principle that an isha and a shivcha and an ever kanani are chayev in the same mitzvahs. Hani mili bedavar sheshava beinish bein isha. That it applies to universal mitzvahs. Avo yoledes de benashim isa banashim lesa. But by kabanas yoledes, which only apply to women, I would have thought maybe imalot chayev shivcha. Maybe a shivcha would not be included. Ahach itana shivcha. That's why it has to say shivcha. Period. Okay, I guess we have to stop here. Let me just mention it now then. And that is the Binyan Shlomo, or Shlomo Mivilna, amazing Ha'ara. We know that every morning we say different karbanas, and many of the minhag say, Yihi Ratzon, Ki'ilu Akrafti Zeh, Ki'ilu Akrafti Ola, Ki'ilu Akrafti Shlomo, V'chulu. Why don't we have something like that by a Yoledes? After a woman has a baby, she should say the Parsha of Yoledes. The first tshuva in the Binyan Shlomo, the end of Chelek Aleph, Simon Aleph, Ozdalet. He says, I don't understand what we're talking about here. Why? And he says, Miyu, he says, I think it should be said. And if a woman didn't say it, just like she's going to have to bring the Karbanis when the Mashiach is brought, say it today. If a woman had five babies, she should say it today when she finds us out. Say from the beginning of the Parsha until those first couple of Psukim of Parsha's Tazria, she should say it. She should say it. Who should say it? The husband or the wife? Because the husband brings the Karbanis on behalf of the wife. So maybe the husband should say it and not the wife. So he says, no. No, the husband brings it on behalf of the wife, usually because it's the husband's bank account. But the woman is the one that's chayevis to bring the Karbanis. So he says, I think she should say it. That's what he says here in the fascinating, unknown halacha. He says, I think it should be said. And then he says, Hashem Yizakenu b'mehera luras b'mehera Yishalayim u'mikdash HaKodesh bani al machono v'sham nas l'avonis karbonis chavaseinu. We should actually bring the karbanis, but that's the Binyan Shlomo of Shomi Vilna in Simon Aleph, first tshuva in his sefer. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem will continue tomorrow with Krisis Davches.